Pope Benedict XVI took a private and very personal trip down memory lane today as he returned to the Alban hilltop town of Nemi, the setting of his fondest and most memorable recollections of the Second Vatican Council. Linda Bordoni has more on the story.
The year was 1965 when the Superior General of the Society of Divine World Missionaries, Johannes Schütte, as a council father, gathered around him some of the greatest theologians of the day at his order's newly built International Retreat Centre in Nemi to formulate the Council's decree on mission, amongst them Joseph Ratzinger. The document they went on to produce was to become known as the Missione ad Gentes decree.
Dear brothers, I am not able to speak imprepared to you in English, so you permit me to speak Italian.
On Monday, Pope Benedict took a step back in time as he returned to that house high in the hills, since renamed the SVD Ad Gentes Center. There, in a short unscripted speech to the 140 capitulars gathered in General Chapter, the Pope revealed how in 1965, as a very young theologian of no great importance, he was invited to take part in such an important and beautiful task, and that the days he spent there were among the fondest memories of the entire council. Pope Benedict spoke to them of Father Schütte's missionary zeal, of how he had suffered in China, been convicted, then expelled. He spoke of Fulton Sheen, who held them captive until late in the evenings, with his tales of Father Yves Congar and the great missiologists of Louvain. It was, he said, an experience of spiritual enrichment, a great gift. Pope Benedict XVI spoke of the convergence of ideas between these towering figures. That mission meant the dynamism and joy of bringing the Word of God among all peoples of all nations.
La vostra società fiorisce.
And looking at the representatives of the worldwide SVD order, which counts 6,000 men spread out over 70 nations, he thanked them and said, "Clearly the missionary dynamic is alive, and it lives only if there is the joy of the gospel, if we experience the good that comes from God, and that must and wants to communicate itself." I'm Linda Bordoni.
Grazie.
And among those who greeted Pope Benedict this morning was SVD Provincial Superior for Great Britain and Ireland, Father Patrick Byrne. He described the visit as electric and said the religious were struck by the Pope's simplicity.
Well, the thing to keep in mind is that we're celebrating the 50th anniversary of this house. And so that's from 1962. And the Pope, as young Father Ratzinger, in 1965, came here because our superior general at the time, Father Schütte, was putting together the Ad Gentes document, the mission document of Vatican II. And Father Ratzinger came to this house to help to get the document on its feet. So really, it's a return trip to, for him. I don't think he was ever back since then. So we would, as a chapter gathering, be looking for an audience with the Pope. So this worked out better. He came to us. So we all gathered in the large chapel at 11:30. All the security men prepared different places, and he was just coming in through a small door. But his arrival was electric. At 11:45, he came with his entourage, and the first thing he did was to kneel, as he always does, in front of the altar and the Blessed Sacrament, and we knelt as well, and we said a few prayers in silence. And then he sat on his chair, and our superior general, the one who will be leaving shortly, because we have a new superior general elect, he read a message, basically thanking the Pope for taking the trouble to come and see us, and wishing him all the best, and asking for his blessing on our chapter and on the work of the Divine Word missionaries who are working in about 70 countries, 6,000 of us all over the world. So then the Pope stood up. We thought he was going to give a prepared address in English, but he said, "If you don't mind, I'll speak in Italian." And he spoke from the heart in Italian, wishing us all the best. That he mentioned his visit here. He remembers it very well, his visit in 1965. He remembered Father Johann Schutte, the German superior general. He even mentioned about the fact that he'd been expelled from China. He was a missionary in China at the time. So he went down a little bit down memory lane, and really short and sweet, but very nice, to give us a message of hope in our missionary work. And then 30 of the conference, because there's 140 of us here, so we couldn't all kiss his ring, il bacio mano, but 30 of our men were chosen, and that was great for them. They were able to line up and kiss the Pope's hand and get a photograph of that. Then we sang, and he gave us his blessing, and then he came and met a few of us. Not too many, as the security men take charge of him there. But the nice thing was, when he went outside, he insisted on, they wanted to bundle him into the car, he insisted on walking to the edge where you can see from our house down onto Lake Nemi. It's a beautiful sight.
An extremely important visit, not only from the historical point of view, because we do need to remember that this centre high up in the mountains in Nemi is where that fantastic Vatican II document, which really a rejuvenated mission in the church, was written. But it's
That's also right.
A fundamental part of your charism as Divine Word missionaries.
It's mission ad gentis. You know, you'll get a lot of orders, for instance, who will have big parishes and that in their own home diocese. But we, SVD missionaries from the western part, anyway, of the world, always looked outwards, you know. We were recruiting men and collecting money for the mission ad gentis, and the Pope recognized that tremendous contribution from our side. But I was just talking to the men afterwards. They're very struck by his simplicity, a short visit, but full of a very simple message of hope. And he left us with a good feeling.
Looking now ahead, you've been gathered in General Chapter. Looking ahead now from what has come out of this very long and very intense 5 weeks of discussion for your order, what are your hopes for the future?
Well, of course, we've elected a new, almost total new leadership. Father General Pernia has been here 12 years as general, 6 years as vice general, so that was 18 years. So the new man is a German who was working 25 years, has been working 25 years in the Philippines. He will take over. Two or three of the other men who are on the generalate have been re-elected. They've done 6 years because we need a bit of continuity as well. The new vice general has already been there in Rome six months. But another three men, new men, have been elected. So we have a council of seven. So they are the ones, of course, each one will go back to his own mission to do what he can. But they are the seven men that will be visiting us over the next 6 years to encourage us. And I suppose our big theme at the chapter has been inculturality. We are, you could go to a mission in Cuba, let's say, a small mission, where there might be seven SVDs and they'll be from seven countries. And this is the way we work. So we will continue to push the inculturality of mission and the need for Europe to be considered as a mission country. We have a thing called a document called the Roscommon Consensus, because the meeting was in Roscommon, Ireland in 1990, that's 22 years ago now, when our general was asked to consider Europe as a missionary country and assign it young Africans and Asians as well. So that is happening, but I think it'll continue to happen in a bigger way as our vocations almost dry up here in the Western world, but they continue to thrive in places like the Philippines, Africa, and quite a bit in South America as well.